Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting the IS group said that the city was, quote, on the verge of liberation. Now, that's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has this update.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bayhasan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State group still controls areas in Syria around the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. A statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several conditions if there were to ever be talks. They included Hamas disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both challenge and opportunity in his opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People that China has entered a new era of, quote, socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said government would still play a big role in managing large state-owned firms. This is VOA News.